The Arabian Nights, adapted by Amy Steedman. The Enchanted Horse. It was New Year's Day in Persia, the most splendid feast day of all the year, and the king had been entertained, hour after hour, by the wonderful shows prepared for him by his people. Evening was drawing on, and the court was just about to retire, when an Indian appeared, leading a horse which he wished to show to the king. It was not a real horse, but it was so wonderfully made that it looked exactly as if it were alive.
"Your Majesty,"
cried the Indian, as he bowed himself to the ground, "I beg thou wilt look upon this wonder. Nothing thou hast seen today can equal this horse of mine. I have only to mount upon its back and wish myself in any part of the world, and it carries me there in a few minutes." Now the king of Persia was very fond of curious and clever things, so he looked at the horse with great interest.
"It seems only a common horse," he said, "but thou shalt show us what it can do."
Then he pointed to a distant mountain and bade the Indian to fetch a branch from the palm trees which grew near its foot. The Indian vaulted into the saddle, turned a little peg in the horse's neck, and in a moment was flying so swiftly through the air that he soon disappeared from sight. In less than a quarter of an hour, he reappeared and laid the palm branch at the king's feet.
"Thou art right," cried the king. "Thy enchanted horse is the most wonderful thing I have yet seen. What is its price? I must have it for my own."
The Indian shook his head.
"Your Majesty," he said, "this horse can never be sold for money, but can only be exchanged for something of equal value. It shall be thine only..."